Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey guys, it's Gwen, and you're listening to Glam Squad Confidential, the podcast where we talk to the best and brightest of Hollywood Glam Squad members. We are talking about makeup artists, hairstylists, manicurists, facialists. You get the idea. And of course, I couldn't do any of this without my very handsome co-pilot on the beauty plane, Mr. Travis Cronin on the mic.
Oh, hello, beautiful Gwen. I love Gwen and I love beauty, so I'm glad to be here.
What's happening, Fab? Are you in Provincetown? Where are you on this tour of summer travel?
I am in northern Michigan at a peninsula on Lake Michigan. It's just pure summertime, pure Michigan. It's lovely.
Oh, lake life. You're leaning into lake life.
I am. And I have some pink semi-permanent hair dye that I'm doing today before an event called the Navy Ball. Ooh. So I know they're just drops that you add to your leave-in conditioner. So I'm doing the tan drops. I'm doing the pink hair drops. It's drops beauty for me over here.
Very, very exciting. But I have heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, but like, doesn't it get really hot and humid in the Midwest? Isn't the Midwest summer kind of like crazy sweaty?
No, I mean, yes, but the water in the lake is so cold that it's just there for you to jump off to. But it's definitely a little hot and sweaty over here.
Well, in New York City, it's been a real hot and sweaty summer. And also, you know, every glamorous tropical place that everyone is traveling to. I don't know if you caught that Dolce & Gabbana multi-day Altimoda show in Sicily.
I did.
Was it not the most gorgeous and glamorous moment?
Dolce & Gabbana is really turning it out with their Italian landscapes and leaning into the pattern and beauty and four-day pageantry. I really like it.
I mean, do you think that like it was all premeditated when they did the wedding that they knew that they were also going to be doing like a multi-day show in Italy? And yeah, it sort of all blends in together, doesn't it?
Well, does Kardashian imitate life or does life imitate Kardashian, Gwen? That's the question.
I really hate that we have to ask that question. It is goddamn true. Well, Travis, of course, you know where we're going with this. Of course, what we look like during these hot and sweaty months, we've got a very special guest. And this guest just got back from Sicily, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
At the Altimoda Fashion Show with his client, very good friend, Lupita Nyong'o. Mm-hmm. We've got Nick Burrows here. Nick, tell us all about Sicily and how you mopped your brow in that 80 degree weather. Tell us.
Hi guys, how are you? I miss you guys.
Hi Nick.
We miss you. Hi. Of course, you're like an international man of mystery, just traveling all around the world. We're so lucky that we got you just, you know, right after you were in Sicily and right before you're going to your homeland, Thailand, where, I mean, I'm sure Thailand is like really hot and sweaty in the summertime, right?
Yeah, it's hot. And, you know, I grew up in hot places like Thailand, but I pick up so many great beauty tricks, you know, from my family and my friends on how to keep it polished. To keep makeup on long hours in the heat. And those are the tips that I have been using on my clients too. So that really come in handy, you know, when you grow up in the heat that way.
Yeah. Yes, you were born to be a makeup artist, born to be a celebrity makeup pro. All right, so let's talk about Altamoto, because I do have to say it was, you know, one of the chicest, most glamorous multi-day fashion events. First of all, just couture in general is so much fun. Like, I love couture fashion week, and especially coming out of the pandemic, I feel like the big fashion houses are just pulling out all the stops. And, you know, we saw some amazing shows in Paris, Balenciaga, et cetera, et cetera, Chanel, of course. But then Dolce & Gabbana did this three-day show in Sicily. And, you know, tell us everything. I saw you post all those gorgeous looks on Lupita. And guys, you know, you've got to pick up the next issue of Us Weekly, because we've got a deep dive into every single one of Lupita's looks. But tell us, like, how, first of all, when you go to do a multi-day event like that with a celebrity client, how far out are you planning the looks? Or with Lupita, is it something that you just sort of swing into in the moment?
Well, it depends on, you know, what it is. But I think because this is so well planned and they send us sketches of what she's going to wear. So I had an idea pretty early on of what the makeup should be like. I mean, we're going to Sicily, and it's Dolce and it's Altamoda, and Dolce & Gabbana is known for, you know, a lot of fun details and extravagant and grand entrances, right? So, like, you wear Dolce & Gabbana to make that grand entrance for grand exit. So we wanted the makeup to be as glamorous too, like, you know, because it's not just glamorous, actually. These clothes, when they send it, they look theatrical. It's almost like the kind that you see in, like, opera, you know what I mean? Like, it's theatrical.
Gorgeous.
It's a lot, but more is more. And when you go for something like this, which is more is more, then you have to be committed to it. You can't just do that, like, natural whatever, then it doesn't work. Like, it just have to hold up, and the face have to be as theatrical. But I also want to keep it wearable. And what's really fun about it is that the three looks, even though they're cohesive, but they're all very different. Like, the first day, it was this long gown with a slit, and it's sort of like a lemony, you know, yellow and green, and it has this sort of, like, citrus details on it, which is really cute, you know? And then the second day, yeah, and then the second day is that short little number. She looked like a doll, and then it has, like, the fan head, hand painted headdress on it. So that's also very different from the first day. And then on the third day, it was, like, very, like, lady, you know, with the big roses on the head and on the shoulder and, like, on the bodice, and then the shimmer, and then it's like to the knee. So they all have different silhouettes, but they're all cohesive, you know. And I don't want it to look like three different person, but rather I want her to look like she's this queen that's on vacation in Sicily. So I kept the eyes pretty much the same, which is sort of that winged out eyeliner that's very theatrical. And then I play with the crease, you know, and then stronger eyebrows than normal, so it looked extra dramatic. But then I switch up the lips, so then that way it's the same similar face, but different color lips, because the lip color were the jewel of each look, you know.
But I loved so much that you just used, like, Lancome Juicy Tube on the lips.
Yeah.
Very sort of light, summery, even though it was, like, a very dramatic look.
Yeah, because the thing is, always I use it, you know, just on the center of the lip, just so that way it has a little bit of sheen. Because I think, especially when it comes to summer, people think matte, right? But I think sometimes when it gets too matte in the heat, it gets kind of cakey.
It cracks.
So a little bit of sheen is good. If, you know, it doesn't have to be super glossy, but that's what I love about the Juicy Tube, is that you just dab a little bit and then it give it life, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I really like that. you know?
And I loved your tip, the tip that you gave me when I asked if you use like a setting spray or blotting paper. Mm-hmm. What did you tell me you use instead?
Well, blotting paper, if you sweat a lot, which a lot of people do, blotting paper is not really going to work. You're going to have to use the whole pack in like 2 hours, right, to mop up all the sweat. So that's just a little too cute for this hardcore heat weather. And, yeah, you know, luckily I was looking at the weather because I was like, okay, this event is so glamorous. What am I going to wear? Like, it can't be too casual because it's out tomorrow. Everybody's going to be like all dressed up. But then they had this big heat wave like a few days before we arrived. I mean, when we arrived, it was hot, but a few days before it was really hot. So we kind of lucked out that we got like the better weather out of it. So the blotting paper doesn't work when it's super hot and sweaty like that. And then the tissue definitely doesn't work because what happened is with the tissue, when your face is wet, it's going to leave that little fuzz. And then sometimes you won't even notice it. And then you walk around with like this white thing stuck to your face. I love the Viva paper towel. This is not an ad.
I know, yeah, sponsored by Viva. I love Viva paper towel for my house. But you know, it's not that easy to find because the Viva paper towel is like cloth, sort of. So now we have to find the Viva paper towel. And do you cut it into little squares?
I cut it not into a little square because you need like a pretty decent size, you know. So I cut it in half, like each sheet, mm-hmm. I cut it in half and then I fold it. So then a few goes in her bag, a whole bunch go in my bag. And what's really great about it is that it doesn't fall apart, even if you're like really wet, like, and that's what's great about it. Even on myself sometimes, like when I go out and then like if my, I don't mean to be gross, but like, you know, when it's hot and then like halfway through the day and then like your armpit starting to be like wet, it's perfect for that too. You know what I mean? So it's not just the face and it doesn't fall apart. And, you know, and it feels like cloth, which is great. Yeah. And it mopped everything away. And you know where I got it from? I was working on a music video like early on in my career. And then this makeup artist that I assisted was like, you know, like, you don't have to bring anything, you know, you're just going to use my stuff. But you just have to go to the drugstore and pick up a bunch of Viva paper towel because we're going to use it on the music video on a hot day. And that's how I, you know, then that's been the thing in my kit since like the 90s when I was an assistant.
Wow.
I love that. Yeah. And how do you get the texture of the makeup to stay put?
It also helped that I work with Lupita a lot, so I know how her skin reacts in the heat, right? And also, when you're darker, you're going to look shinier even when you're not. So the hot weather make it worse as well because you can be dark, but you're not shiny. But then in the photo, you can look sweaty or greasy because the way the dark skin reflect the highlight more intensely than like fair skin or to medium skin, right? So I make sure that I use less moisturizer when I prep her skin. And I'm always like, okay, if you can kind of bear with feeling a little dry, but by the time we leave, it's going to be fine. You know what I mean? So you, in the summer, you have to think how your makeup is going to react. And I remember, I think I was reading, was it like Sir John? He was saying how when he does Beyonce for the concert and she have to dance and stuff, he doesn't use moisturizer because, you know, so it's kind of like, as a makeup artist, you know, like, it's sort of like, no, you always have to use moisturizer. But when you're doing something super hardcore, like being on stage for long hours or doing the red carpet, you have to really, and then that makes sense to me, you know, but I always have to warn my client, like, okay, it's not going to feel good for like the first hour or so. But then when your body oil starting to like come out and mix in, that's going to be, because if you tend to get oily and shiny and you add more stuff that you don't really need and then you leave in the heat, I'm not telling everybody to skip moisturizer. I mean, obviously not, you know, like I think it's also about switching to something lighter when it's hot, like, you know, for myself, I tend to get oily. So in the fall, I use like a gel moisturizer, which is also pretty light already, but I'm oily, right? But in the summer, I switch to one of those toner or essence. you know?
Like you add on, so you get a little bit of slip, but not a lot.
Yeah, yeah, and it's lighter, you're hydrated, it gives a nice, because I think to not wear moisturizer at all and add foundation, that's a little hard, right? Because then you have to look at yourself looking dry for a while, which is like, that's always a hard place to start. So like an essence is good. Like I like the one from Ole Henriksen on myself, you know?
Or
Sisley make the Express Flower Gel. That's really good too. So I just use less, and I tend not to put it on the forehead, you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
What about mascara and stuff? Because it's also like height of the wedding season right now.
Yeah.
Going to outdoor hot weddings and crying. Yeah. And like, what do you do with the mascara?
When it comes to mascara, the tricky thing is, even if it's waterproof, it depending on how it reacts to your chemical. Right. So like, for example, I can recommend like, oh, this waterproof mascara and doesn't smudge, but then on someone else, it might be because they have a different chemistry. Like, you know, like the liquid in your eyes might be different and the way you sweat is different. So that's really, you just really have to find one that really works, you know?
And do you believe in just doing waterproof mascara, or do you like to do a regular mascara and then a waterproof one on top?
I think like when it's in the summer, I tend to like to just do waterproof. But then, of course, some of my clients, they're like, oh, no, don't, you know, like they hate removing it.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame them, because like, hey, even I have to clean my brushes later too. It's those things feel like rubber, you know, it's like tar on the brush.
You know? It's like tar.
Yeah.
It really is. It gets so dry.
Yeah, but then it doesn't smudge. So I get it for people who don't want to wear waterproof. So when I have people who don't want to be like going to bed with like tar on their lashes, yes, then I usually will just do the regular mascara on the bottom and then add the waterproof on top. So then that way when you remove it, what's on the bottom is easier to remove, but then the top coat is waterproof, so it coated, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's a good tip. It's a good way.
And also, you know, in the summer, I tend to do less mascara. You know why? Because the sun is so strong. And when your lashes get too thick, it casts a shadow under the eyes, especially during the day. So I tend to do more eyeliner if I want to, like, the definition. And then that way it's just easier to, like, I swear by Lancome Drama Liquid. It stay on like crazy, but it's easy to come off.
And they have so many nice colors. And I love that pencil because it's like a gel cream pencil.
Yeah.
But then it's easy to use too. It's so easy to use. It's forgiving.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I love that.
And the black one looks just like liquid, right? Like, because I mean, liquid is a pain, you know, especially if people don't sit still, which is pretty much most of my clients, you know what I mean? So yeah. So the pencil is great because it looked like liquid and you can throw it on. It's easier to control and you get the definition and then you don't have to do a lot of mascara. And definitely for the summer, like, the mascara on the bottom really is like asking for it because that's where you're going to smudge. That's where it's going to smudge. And then that's where it's going to cast shadow under the eye. So
I've gotten
with a pencil.
I've gotten very into like those face balms. Like I love the Miracle Balm. So I always have a little Miracle Balm like on my cheekbone, but then I insist on putting mascara on my outer lower lashes. And I get a smudge every single time.
Well,
I'm asking for it.
Yeah. Because, you know, you can't fight with Mother Nature. Like, you really can't. And I think that's another thing when it comes to summer trick is, you know, with the primer and the prep and the thing and the thing. The thing is that it's hot when you leave. And trust me, I grew up that way. So you can't really fight it. You kind of have to, like, you have to go with it. Don't fight it. When people say, oh, wear like, you know, this long wearing foundation and then the primer and then add like the setting spray. I mean, that just sounds horrible. Like, I mean, that sounds like a wall, like what, by the time you leave.
Right. Yeah.
Cause I think, you know, skin's supposed to breathe and, you know, and that's what I do too when on the red carpet is that like, okay, like it's, I want something long wearing, but if I have to touch it up, I'd rather touch it up. That's why I'm not a fan of the setting spray, just because with setting spray, when you add stuff on top, then that's when it becomes cakey.
It looks so bad.
Yeah. I think it's good if you don't touch yourself up a lot, but when you want skin to look like skin, and if you look at my work, I feel like I do a pretty good job at keeping skin look like skin, even on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm. And then I train
all my clients to be like, okay, once in a while, you know, like I can only do so much, but once in a while, you're going to have to touch yourself up. And that's what's going to maintain the freshness. And right. I think that's the misinformation about makeup for the summer is that it's not just about putting a bunch of stuff to cake on your face to suppress the shine, because you can't really fight Mother Nature. You have to just, you know, your makeup in the summer is going to be a little bit more dewy than the fall. Yeah. And that's how it's going to be.
Yeah. That's why I've been listening to all the bombs and stuff, because it's like, yeah, if you're just going to be dewy anyway. Now, I loved your tip about cryo roller before going out. Prep, because you know I used that cryo roller last night, because have you watched The Summer That I Turned Pretty? The Summer I Turned Pretty, whatever it's called. Have you watched this on Amazon?
Everyone loves it.
Oh my God. It's so good, and it's like really sweet and fun until the last episode, which I am telling you will kill you. I was ugly crying in my bed watching the last episode. I had to pull out a cryo roller to like, I do a little rolling before going to bed. Otherwise, I'm waking up so puffy. So how do you prep with the cryo roller?
Well, for the cryo roller, when it's hot, it's already cooling, right? Because it's a metal. So that really helped refreshing it. So usually with the roller, when I prep for the summer, I usually wipe the face first before makeup. That's another important step. I usually wipe the face with the
Viva.
With Viva. With like a Cogendo cleansing spa water, because that it doesn't dry you out. And that's usually leave like a nice, supple enough texture that you can actually add makeup on top, you know? So I usually do that first, so then that way the skin is supple. And then if I have to add a little bit of a light gel or lotion or essence, then I put it on and then I just roll the roller over the face. And all my clients love it because it wakes up their face. Mm-hmm. It's hot, so that's like it's cooling, right? And you just roll it upward.
And you like the one by Current Body?
I do, yeah. I do like that one because it's light and it's the right size. It's not too big. It's not too small. So it's just easier to use. And
I keep mine in the freezer, but you don't have to keep it in the freezer, right?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to because it's cooling already. But I mean, but you know, but you're like me. I like it really cold too, but then not everybody can take it, you know? Like, so sometimes it's in the fridge or in a cup of ice is good, you know, or you don't even have to do that.
So what about before we let you go, because you're about to get back on a plane next week, like what are your tips for traveling in the summer? Like you take all your products with you, do you take minis? What do you plan? I mean, Thailand is a long flight.
Yeah. Well, coming back on this trip, they lost two of my luggages, American Airlines.
No, they did not.
But
everybody's losing luggage this summer.
Yeah, like, but in the news, like every airline is losing luggages. So if you can do a carry-on, and normally I do carry-on with my makeup because Europe is tricky because you can only, because in America, I can take as many liquid as I want on the carry-on. right. as long as you find the right size, right? But in Europe, like yeah. especially in England, you know, like you, like it's always confusing. So like some, like one time I was in London and then like I packed my bag, my
carry-on exactly. Forget it. Yeah.
And they just they threw away like, you know, half of my foundation. So then like it's just trickier to do carry-on, you know. But yeah, but what I'm starting to do now is I try to go with the smaller size. And just try to have products that are multi-purposes, you know, this way you just have less stuff.
Did you lose like your kits, like your work kits?
Yeah. I mean, but luckily I have double of everything, and then I just call brands that I work with, and then they just send me stuff. But it's just a hassle. But normally I carry on. But then in Europe, it's just impossible to do that. So just you know, I think like now is a good time to re-edit, because they think traveling is just harder, as we all see, you know, in the news. So it's just, for example, like I, you know, for myself, I take things that can be double up, like, you know, like moisturizer that I can also use like under the eyes, you know, something gentle. So that way I just bring that one thing. And then like, you know, for my clients, things like liquid stuff that you can use on cheeks and lips, that kind of thing. Or like some of the brushes I love traveling with are the dual, like, you know, like double-sided. So you save a lot of space. But now that this just happened, it makes me think of even downsizing even more, you know.
I always carry on. You know what, Trav? You and I, we're going to do a podcast that's just about packing light, because I think people really need those tips this summer.
I never checked.
Use some of your tips.
Yeah. That's the plastic bag thing that's like the right size, that, you know, you have to fit it in that bag. Like, I want to get that. So then that way there's no guesswork, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I travel with a gallon size Ziploc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sizes, but if London, like I went to London earlier this summer, and he threw it up to play. To go to London, I have to carry the sandwich size. Like, it's like, there are no ifs, ands, or buts. So for that trip, I decanted. I brought like little, but I was only there for 4 nights. You know, if I was there for 10 days, would be a problem. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I know that you are busy. You're working later today and you're getting ready to travel. Travis, of course, needs to get back to his lake life. We don't want him spending too much time indoors. He wouldn't have as many good tips for us if he was just in the air conditioning. Anyway, guys, I hope that you love these tips from Nick Burrows. Please come back next week for a new episode of Glam Squad Confidential. Until then, go to usmagazine.com/stylish for more celebrity beauty tips and tricks all week long. And until next time, stay gorgeous.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.